From WRIR's new music journal, The Rummage, here are the 8 albums selected this week. The boo-boo music of Ahmad Junkai Nabai is based on the Islamic music of northwestern Sierra Leone, which is driven by percussion and bamboo flutes. In Nabai's elaboration, drum machines provide the percussion, while electronic keyboards sub for the flutes. What he's making here is African tradi-mod music, with one foot in tradition and the other in contemporary electronica. There's a lot more than beats and blips going on here. This is post-colonial hybridity you can dance to. Half Machine from the Sun is a hearty dose of acid punk band Chrome's creative expressions at the time when these two way-out dudes weren't just coming from left field, they were in an entirely different ballpark. These lost tracks from 79 and 80 are period, but in no way feel dated. This is one of the best surprise releases of 2013. Mother Africa is the second of 4 Knitting Factory reissues of the Lajadu sisters, twins who were among the few women fronting bands in Nigeria in the 1970s. Originally released by Aphrodisia in 1977, Mother Africa focuses on popular Nigerian styles. You get mellow acoustic guitar-led Palm Wine, deeply soulful and grooving Fuji, and Juju, with its characteristic lilting melodies, relaxed but insistent rhythm, and twangy guitar solos. Mastin's Shadows sounds like a non-sinister accompaniment to Syrah's Sideshow, an album of freakishly chipper pop and circumstance, the flushed and vivid glow of floridly orchestrated jangles. Standout Young Hearts is a dapper, theremin and horn-laden cakewalk, where Mastin's voice shimmers like a dapper, heart-rending love child of Ben Gibbard and Fred Neil as he croons, and its suffused production is exceptionally emotive. Chicago's The Luck of Eden Hall add another gem to their sizable jewelry box with the luminous Victoria Moon. Wrapped in neo-psychedelic trimmings from dramatic sweep to ornate power pop poignancy, the band displays an even stronger commitment to songcraft, keeping the pop core swaddled comfy in all the rock and filigree. Taken as one big bite or one nugget at a time, it all melts into a multicolor nexus that's equal parts camaraderie, connection, and unflagging pop energy. The Harangue's She Wants Pretty EP is uneasy swagger pop in the history of punk, negation feasting to the point of erasure. The fretwork and trilling, soaring canopy that accompany the sound and fury of this Charlottesville quartet is tight jockey inside lines, elasticity of action figure movements, and a full sampling of Tribe Called Quest. Standout DeLorean Girls is cut with pheromones and palettes. Classical piano prodigy Yundi Lee escapes temporarily from his favorite composer, Chopin, to record some of the most famous pieces of all. Beethoven's genius is apparent with these 3 sonatas, Pathétique, Moonlight, and Appassionata. Even more astonishing than his technical skill, Lee's emotional engagement and heavily passionate playing ensure that each section, even each measure, is crammed full of dynamic color. Glory's self-titled album is exuberant and buoyant post-rock. It's a fractal sort of album, inclusive, cyclical, and transformative. Vibes, cello, and keys saturate the rich timbres of this tapestry. The emotional disbursement arrives as the guitar amperage kicks in, but it remains one with the strangely sparse melodic core winding hypnotically. Thanks for listening. New issues are released each Monday morning. To learn more about The Rummage, Crate Divers Care of WRIR 97.3, and to read this week's newsletter, visit therummage973.wordpress.com.